Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Testimony made the claim that Facebook is an American company with American values. Do any of the rest of you take a different view? That is to say that your companies don't embrace American values. It's great to see that none of you do. Mr. Pichai, I'm worried about Google's market power, how it concentrates that power, and then ultimately how it wields it. Project Maven was a collaboration between Google and the Department of Defense that Google pulled out of, citing ethical concerns, and you made the decision to pull out of that joint venture following receipt of a letter from thousands of your employees saying that Google should not be in the business of war. My question, Mr. Pichai, is did you weigh the input from your employees when making the decision to abandon that project with the United States military?
Congressman, thanks for your concern. As I said earlier, we're deeply committed to supporting the military and the U.S. government. We have undertaken several projects since then. We do take our employees' input into account, but it's one input. We make decisions based on a variety of factors. As a company, we were new in the cloud space at that time. Since then,
thank you. That's a sufficient answer that you did take their feedback into account. And in fact, some of your Googlers have recently sent you a letter where they've asked you to exit other partnerships as a consequence of ethical concerns. They've asked you to stop doing business with American law enforcement, saying that police broadly uphold white supremacy and that Google should not be engaged in any services to police. And as you well know, you provide some of the most basic services to police, like email, but you also provide services that help keep our cops safe when they're doing their job. And so my question is here in front of Congress and the American people, will you take the pledge that Google will not adopt the bigoted anti-police policy that is requested in the most recent letter?
Congressman, we have a long track record of working with law enforcement when it is supported by due process. And the law, we push back against overbroad requests. We are transparent about the requests we get, but we have a long history of following the law and cooperating with law enforcement.
I understand the history. I'm asking about the future. To the law enforcement that are watching today, can they rest assured that under your leadership, Google will not adopt these bigoted anti-police policies?
Congressman, we are committed to continuing to work with law enforcement in a way that's consistent with law and due processes in the U.S.
Well, I greatly appreciate that, and I know that will be very comforting to the police who utilize your services. You mentioned earlier in the discussion about China that your engagement in China was very limited, but yet Google has an AI China Center. The Chinese Academy of Sciences has published a paper saying that enhanced the targeting capabilities of China's J-20 fighter aircraft. You collaborate with Chinese universities that take millions upon millions of dollars from the Chinese military. Matter of fact, one of your Googlers, Fifi Li, while under your employ, was cited in Chinese state media saying, "China is like a sleeping giant. When she wakes, she will tremble the world." The former Secretary of Defense, Mr. Shanahan, said that the lines have been blurred in China between commercial and military application. And as Mr. Buck cited, General Dunford says that your company is directly aiding the Chinese military. And Peter Thiel, who actually serves on Mr. Zuckerberg's board at Facebook, said that Google's activities with China are treasonous. He accused you of treason. So why would an American company with American values so directly aid the Chinese military but have ethical concerns about working alongside the U.S. military on Project Maven? And I understand your point about cybersecurity and those things, but Project Maven was a specific way to ensure that our troops are safe on the battlefield. And if you have no problem making the J-20 Chinese fighter more effective in its targeting, why wouldn't you want to make America as effective?
Congressman, with respect, we are not working with the Chinese military. It's absolutely false. I had a chance to meet with General Dunford personally. We have clarified what we do in China compared to our peers. It's very, very limited in nature. Our AI
Stay with
in
us. China. The BBC is state-run media in the UK, and they've come out with a detailed article that's linked on Infowars.com saying you will have to have forced inoculations multiple times a year to be able to travel. Robots will scan you when you land. You will have a digital tattoo under your skin to be able to enter the country, but it's going to be so easy and so cool and so fun. The Microsoft website now officially has announced the digital tattoo. We exposed this 6 months ago, how Bill Gates was funding it, and they had hundreds of news articles attacking us saying it wasn't true. This is a tactic they use. First they announce it, we say it's a bad idea, they say that's crazy, we didn't do it. They introduce the idea to you, then they come back and announce it again, thinking you have no memory. This is a criminal takeover. This is the line in the sand. We must say no. We must expose the fraud of COVID-19 this entire house of evil is built on. I'm Alex Jones. Never surrender to tyranny. Infowars.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
On a long, lonesome highway, east of Omaha, listen to the engine moaning out his one old song. Think about the woman, the girl he knew the night before.
We are back live. We are in hour number two. I am Alex Jones, your host. In America's darkest hour, multinational corporations funding a communist violent overthrow of the U.S. government, calling, protesting, firebombing, and shooting people in the head. And next hour, we've confirmed internal video we're going to premiere of them now activating high schoolers to go out with hammers and hit Republicans in the head. You have also our law enforcement sources confirming all over the United States. They have armed vehicles going around with men in pickup trucks, stopping traffic in downtown Austin, other areas, pointing guns at people, and the police are being told to stand down. One man who kept doing this in front of police headquarters, in front of the city council, was shot dead last weekend when he pulled a gun on a man in his car while they had it blocked off, and the man was pointing an AK-47 at the innocent citizen. We still don't know the man's name who turned himself into police and was released. Probably not white is the reason that they're not releasing the information. He's going to make it about race war. Roger Stone came very close to being a political prisoner. He has been arrested. He has been put to the ringer. He has been basically bankrupted through all of this. We'll get an update on that at the bottom of the hour. But he is ready to go with what Trump's facing, the election fraud, the media propaganda, the censorship at new levels. And I talked to Roger during the break, and I said, what's your take on Trump's tweet? It's exactly what I thought it would be, but it's very nuanced, so he'll lay it out. With universal mail-in voting, not absentee voting, which is good, 2020 will be the most inaccurate and fraudulent election in history. It will be a great embarrassment to the USA. Delay the election till people can properly, securely, and safely vote. What does it take to do that? Is it the right move? Why is Trump saying this? Is it to get the topic out there and have a debate about the fraudulent mail-in ballots that are being sent to dead cats? And many people, homes where people previously lived that are now deceased. So joining us is an election expert. He was there in 2000 in the contested election in Florida between Gore and, of course, Bush. He successfully helped get Bush in. So you can't really think of a better expert, though he doesn't like Bush, even soon thereafter. We can't have a better expert than Roger Stone, who they wanted to keep out of the game. But now he's in the game, thanks to Trump, thanks to you, with that clemency, and able to give us key analysis going into 2020, 95 days out. Thank you so much, Roger, for being here.
Thank you, Alex. I mean, the truth is, I'm trying to just get reacquainted with my family, figure out how I'm going to make a living. I'm obviously working very hard to finish a book on this entire ordeal. But I felt I had to come on today because the storm clouds here are very ominous in terms of the next presidential election. I think the president has a number of structural obstacles that are very real. I believe that if we had an honest election, that means an election in which only people who were legally eligible to vote voted, I don't believe there's much question the president would win. My problem is that I don't think that there will be an honest election at this point. And the posturing by the Democrats is very, very interesting. They tried the same thing in 2016. You have Adam Schiff, Nancy Pelosi, and Hillary themselves saying Trump is going to lose the election and then he's going to refuse to leave the White House. The military will have to remove him. This is, of course, a preparation for the fact that they intend to steal the election and they want to limit the president's ability to legally object to that theft. So it is preemptory. You can see exactly what they're doing. It's interesting that they tried this in 2016. If you think about it, Hillary kept saying, will Donald Trump commit to support the winner of the election? And Trump, being a smart guy, said, well, not till I see the results of the election, not till I know whether it was honest or whether it was plagued by fraud. Little did they know that it was Hillary who would be calling for a recount. It was Hillary who was going into Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania looking for extra votes that she could never turn up. So this is a head fake in a sense. This is the setup. The president's right. A mail-in ballot is really problematic. 12 state constitutions absolutely prohibit mail-in voting of any kind. You have to show up in person. Period. They didn't even allow absentee ballots. 35 states require a photo ID to vote, which is a very good idea. How you just negate both state constitutional law and state law with a sweeping federal bill for mail-in ballots, not clear to me. Now, the California result is going to be corrupted no matter how you conduct the ballot. That's clear to me. You have other urban centers where vote stealing is an art. I don't think we're going to get an honest election, and the president has to reserve his ability to object illegally. I believe that the next election, sadly, is going to get decided in the courts. What the president's done here is really quite brilliant. He's trying to elevate the entire issue of voter fraud, an issue, by the way, that the mainstream media keeps insisting just does not exist. And the president himself has to talk about it because he is the one among us who is not censored. It doesn't do me any good to talk about it other than here on InfoWars, because as you know, just before I was about to be sent to a COVID-19 infested prison, a prison, by the way, that was releasing rapists and child pornographers and pedophiles and bank robbers to protect them from COVID-19, was preparing to receive me. And 20 minutes before the president commuted my sentence, the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals upheld the order sending me to this dank COVID-19 infested prison. So I'm thankful to God. I'm thankful to the president. But that same day, Facebook banned me for life. Roger Stone gone. Stone Cold Truth gone. Stone Zone gone. These were the Facebook pages for my websites. And they claim that they did this because I own 100 fake Facebook sites, pages. Alex, I don't even own a single fake Facebook.
Believe me, you don't have to tell me about massive censorship. And that's the good news is we're finally seeing Congress. Even Matt Gaetz 2 years ago wasn't going up against censorship. Now he gets its front and center. Thanks to Tucker Carlson, yourself, the listeners of the show, we've really been at the front line. Now, medical doctors that get up about hydroxychloroquine, the president tweets, they get banned. And Fauci says, good, ban doctors. They're not allowed to have press conferences. I mean, this is out of control.
I don't disagree. I guess what they don't want the American people to know is that there is a prescription drug that appears to be very helpful. And this is not, you know, coming out of left field. You've now got a number of studies. I'm not a scientist.
There's hundreds of them. Look, you can't get COVID-19 if you have high zinc levels. So here's the problem. If you take hydroxychloroquine and you don't have zinc, it'll pull other minerals and push them into the cells. You'll have hallucinations. That's where that happens in the military. This is a malaria drug. Everybody knows about this. This is well known. If you take zinc with hydroxychloroquine with vitamin D3 and vitamin C, you're in like Flynn. You cannot die from the COVID if it hasn't progressed too far. It is a real virus. It is a bad pneumonia. It does kill people, but it kills people who have the vitamin mineral deficiencies.
Well, it was a good reason to stock up on both of those. I like zinc as a general immunity booster to begin with. And as you know, vitamin C is more effective when taken with zinc in the combination. So those have been in my daily regimen for many years. I was very saddened to hear that Herman Cain passed away from COVID-19. He was a very good man. He was a strong supporter in my recent fight for freedom. He's a great patriot, was a strong supporter of
the
president.
He was a great talk show host, is what he was. I loved his show.
Terrific guy, just a terrific guy. And he broke the stereotype, of course, as a black conservative. He will be missed. He was a very good man. Of course, the media will now focus on his passing away for proof of a larger narrative, because we understand where they're headed.
Keep the country locked down.
Yeah, they'd like to convince the president to shut the country down a second time, or even tighten the lockdown you have going on now. Yesterday, I traveled to Nashville in order to take Governor Mike Huckabee's show. Remember, I have not traveled very far other than to Washington, D.C. in over a year, almost 2 years, really. And it was a ghost town. Nashville, which is a great town, was a ghost town. And it was everybody, of course, like a zombie wearing their masks. I certainly wore mine because I'm not a scientist and I don't know. But it's hard for me to believe that the projections the second time will be any more correct than the projections the first time.
Let's talk about the globalists and what they're going to do with COVID-19, the riots, the communist forces they're activating. I'm telling you, folks, this is the big one. They're going for broke. This is their Hail Mary. This is time to stay frosty.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You know, folks are online, and I see some of the comments. It's like, oh, Jones claims they're after him. He just says that to act all cloak and dagger. Yeah, if you only knew. And I want to explain something. I'm not up here telling you how we're under attack so you feel sorry for us. I'm telling you we're under attack like we're a gauge on a radiator that's about to blow up. They're coming after everybody. They're not just coming after Roger and I. And I've been asked by a lot of smart people not to get into all the stuff I know, and there's reasons for that. And there's good people inside the FBI, and there's bad people inside the FBI, just like there's bad people in your neighborhood, and there's good people. But I can tell you, this country's in a lot of trouble, folks. And they have successfully gotten Democrats to be willing to do anything. I mean, you watch those hearings with Nadler, 5.5 hours, says, you cannot go to the bathroom, Bill Barr. And then he looks over at Jim Jordan and says, I don't care what you want. You don't matter to anybody. I mean, just they're delusional. But what's crazy is it's like a chihuahua intimidating a bull mastiff or a Rottweiler. But we roll over. So we keep saying, oh, these people are a joke. No, they're not. And now they are activating all over the country violent people, not just burning courthouses or buildings, thousands of buildings, or shooting people in the head at checkpoints. They have roving gangs in Austin with trucks pulling up, blocking traffic and pointing guns at families. This is being ordered directly by the Democrats. So what you have to understand is they're building this to explode the country, whether Trump leaves or not, folks. They want to bring it down once and for all because the Chinese and the globalists are funding and running this takedown of America. They want a civil war. It doesn't matter that it's not going to work for the Democrats. They're not thinking. They're being ordered to do it because the civil war is what the globalists want to destabilize the country. Roger Stone, I want to get into this next segment and talk about your case because your case is everybody's case. But what do you think Trump should do right now? You know what I'm going through. You know what you've gone through. We can't get into a lot of it. People really need to understand, this is real authoritarianism. This is the nastiest thing I've ever even read about in a history book. They're really trying a authoritarian takeover that will target everybody. Like Trump said, they don't want me. They want to get through me to get to you. And it's totally true. They want America.
One thing became very clear in yesterday's hearing on high tech, which is, in my opinion, still the key to this entire issue. Our ability to communicate to everybody and our ability to communicate to each other is the single best protection against this effort to just take down individuals who the deep state considers dangerous. Unfortunately, I think if you watch Tucker Carlson grill Jim Jordan last night, Jordan has to point out that we're in the minority in the House. And therefore, at this point, we have to count on the Justice Department to move forward with antitrust action, where they certainly have a strong case against these tech giants. I mean, you and I sat there in the House Judiciary Committee slightly before I went to trial, and we listened to this guy Pai lie over and over and over again. China, I couldn't even find it on a map. We're not doing business in China. No, your cell phone doesn't track you. That's false. I mean, yet I was charged with lying to Congress. Even though the things I made misstatements about were completely innocuous, they were immaterial. So, again, the two-tier justice system. The president needs to go on offense. He needs to go offense on a number of issues, but the most important one still remains our economy. This is all designed to crash our economy. And therefore, the question will be, who best to rebuild our economy? A man who has absolutely proven, indisputably, that he knows exactly how to do it. A guy who got us the strongest job growth, the strongest wage growth, the highest levels of employment in American history, or the prescription of a doctor who will kill the sick patient with higher taxes, higher regulation, and more.
And by the way, I should have opened the interview with them attacking us. Hank Johnson, that thinks that islands float. I'm not joking, folks. We forgot that. He actually says Guam floats. He's worried too many people will make it capsize or turn over. We're so punch drunk to being attacked, you every day, me every day, that since you reminded me, I will play it. I mean, we're in these hearings, Armed Services Committee hearings, Senate Intelligence Committee hearings. They call us Russian agents with no proof. Then they turn the deep state loose on us in the last 4 years. It's been a living hell. This is criminal. And Trump still hasn't gotten control of the government. Here's Hank Johnson, Islands Float, attacking Roger and I during the testimony yesterday.
Recognizes Mr. Johnson from Georgia.
Thank you. General Barr, your opening statement reads like it was written by Alex Jones or Roger Stone. Do you stand by that statement?
Yes.
Now, I'm sure that we can agree.
And then he goes into Roger and how horrible Roger is, and then the Attorney General doesn't agree. I'm sure you watched part of it. Last night I stayed up late. I couldn't be drawn away. The Democrats act like psychotic clowns, and they're only getting crazier. What the hell is going on?
Well, that really can't be called a hearing, because a hearing means that both people speak. So what happens is each one of these leftist demagogues stands up and gives a little speech, in every case, riddled with falsehoods or false premises. And then when poor Attorney General Barr tries to answer, they cut him off and say, I'm reserving back the rest of my time. So what you really heard was a soliloquy from Hank Johnson, who did once say that if we put too much military hardware on Guam, that the island would sink. I guess he thought islands floated. But again, he was complaining about the fact that the Attorney General rescinded the 7 to 9 year sentence that was given to me by these radical left prosecutors who were not career line non-political prosecutors. And Barr had to point out to them that they were using guidelines that had only been used rarely in the past and then for mafia kingpins who had killed thousands of people. So once again, you'd never get the truth out of these things. It was a circus with every Democrat standing up and giving false, recycled information about Russian collusion. I mean, I couldn't watch after all. I thought Barr was quite effective when he was allowed to speak, but that was very, very rarely.
Why is all decorum, never in the history of our country, everything's thrown to the wind, and the Democrats literally can't talk. Biden's led around by his hand now like he can't see. I mean, what is going on here?
Well, it was interesting because Barr basically called them out and said, is any of these members, do any of you object to the violence going on in the streets today? And no Democrats said a word. I mean, Jerry Nadler, who I refer to as Jerry Nadlier, actually insists that there is no violence in the streets, that it is a myth created by the right wing. That none of this is actually.
Remember how censorship is a myth. Fox News, The Five last night. Is there censorship or are Republicans making it up? What the hell? We have all the Veritas, all the documents, all the proof, all the admissions of massive suppression. They're censoring the president now. They're censoring medical doctors at press conferences. I mean, what the hell?
And if I were laying out a campaign plan for the president's reelection, which I am not, I would not be counting on advertising at multi-million-dollar levels on Facebook in October, because I don't think that's going to happen. That was one of the keys to the president's victory in 2016. Very skillful geo-targeting and political targeting of certain voters via Facebook, which has a very good application.
Stay there. Let's talk about your advice to the president when we come back. But think about how fundamental that is. All the other platforms say Trump can't advertise. But Facebook, and so Facebook's boycotted by the ADL for allowing political ads, and then now, as you said, they're curtailing those.
Yeah, it is really a technological conundrum, because you can't go back to broadcast television, but there is a way, which I will talk about when we come back.
When we return, the blueprint for Trump to defeat the globalists. But I'm telling you, it's all the planets are aligning, literally and figuratively. This is the most insane time ever. Roger Stone's got a lot to cover. Please tell everyone you know to tune in now. That's how we overpower the censors. Your word of mouth. Help yourself and help us. I'm really, really proud of the Dr. Jones Naturals Activated Charcoal, naturally fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste. And if you don't know what activated charcoal does, ladies and gentlemen, it naturally, in a clean way, strips away the toxins, the impurities, the plaque, and it doesn't damage the enamel. That's really important.
Support the InfoWar.
Buy it now at InfoWarsStore.com.
or go directly to drjonesnaturals.com for an entire line of new cutting-edge products with the power to make your life better.
Support the InfoWar.
This cleans them up beautifully, does an incredible job, but doesn't damage your teeth and itch. I believe you're going to like this as much as the other toothpaste, maybe even more. Over a year ago, I tried charcoal toothpaste of a major brand and thought it was amazing. And I went to my dad and people said, I would like to put on a charcoal toothpaste that doesn't have all the silicate and all these fillers in it. Very strong toothpaste. You've never used anything like it. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The danger of the nation and the world, and I'm repenting every millisecond of Jesus, because the sick part of me, the fleshy part of me, is so ready for a fight. But we've got to control ourselves and win in the information war. The enemy wants a physical confrontation because they know they're losing. We need to not have that physical confrontation. We need to keep our powder dry and be like Martin Luther King or Gandhi or Christ, their example. And that will defeat them. But at a certain point, if they try to collapse the whole government and come grab us out of our houses, we have to go on major offense defensively, and it's off the races. So people know I've been on air 26 years. I don't get up here and tell people to prepare for physical operations, but if Trump is removed, if he's killed, if they do communist uprisings and burn out all the police stations and start announcing lists of people they're going to come grab, you don't just go hide in the country from them. You hit them. You go right in and you go right after the leadership of the globalists. And that's the only way we're going to stop a Marxist, Leninist, 1917 style takeover. Do you remember 2 years ago I said they're planning an overthrow of the government, burning down police stations. They're saying 100 years after the Bolshevik Revolution, they won it. And the media went, Jones is crazy. No one's planning that. And they wouldn't show where I was showing you the internal Soros documents. But now you all know it was real. They were beta testing it then. And so burning stuff at courthouses and throwing bombs and lasering police and shooting people at the head of checkpoints, that's all bad. But what's really bad is the checkpoints with trucks and cars and men aiming guns at people. That is the practicing of shutting down society and having states and cities defund police and then give that big part of the budget over to leftist groups who are now contact tracers. That's a Soviet communist-style takeover. So, Roger, this isn't about you. This isn't about Alex Jones. It's about us all. But you're like a Roman standard that the enemy wants to capture. So am I. And if they can get that standard, they think it's a big morale boost for them. They said in the New York Times, at least we have a consolation prize that Roger Stone's going to prison and Alex Jones is being sued and deplatformed. And so they really are obsessed with that because we're symbols of the populist movement and of the great audience of supporters we have that are right beside us. And so people don't know. They passed a law in New York, you know. Most people don't know this. So that Trump, if he pardons people like Roger Stone, they said, they will prosecute you. So the Manhattan prosecutor, for those that don't know, is looking to indict you again for the supposed crimes you committed federally. It's totally ass backwards. It's unconstitutional. They don't care. So I think people need to realize that we're not out of the woods yet. And if Trump loses, I predict they're going to get 100 times worse and are going to go for broke. They've said everywhere, we want to level Trump supporters. We want to bring down, we want to punish them. We want to defeat these populists. People need to know that don't just think if Trump gets taken out, things go back. No. If things go into warp speed.
Alex, it does seem to never end. I mean, the day after the president, in an act of mercy and justice, commuted my sentence, because I surely would have died in a COVID-19 infested prison where they wanted to put me, contrary to every legal precedent, contrary to the current Department of Justice and Bureau of Prisons regulations, contrary to my health and my age, and contrary to the conditions in that prison. But the law didn't matter. The regs didn't matter. This was even upheld by the Circuit Court of Appeals.
What about New York wanting to reindict you? What's going on with that?
I have no ties to New York, and I'm not sure how that could even work. But more precisely, you have Andrew Weissman, who was really the guy who ran the Mueller investigation, opining in the Washington Post, the New York Times, well, we can get the truth out of Roger Stone by pulling him in front of the grand jury. He had 3 years to pull me in front of the grand jury. He never did. There is no fact to find out. The new leftist chant goes, Roger Stone maintained his silence regarding misconduct by the president and traded that silence for clemency in his case. That is completely and totally false. They had 3 years and spent millions of dollars trying to find that. I was not charged with that. The president was not impeached for that because it does not exist. No matter how many times Jerry Nadler says it does, it still does not exist.
That's right. So where I was going with this is you're doing your appeal. You only got clemency. You need to expose Amy Berman Jackson, the fraud. So people need to buy the T-shirts. They need to donate. We've already gone so far with Roger. We need to push him over the top. I want to thank you all for your support for Roger. But believe me, he has been through living hell, and he's now a symbol of the resistance they want to destroy. Don't let them take one of our main standards down. We must keep the flag. And, Roger, you are now a flag in that fight. Where's the best place for people to donate?
Well, I think the key point here, Alex, is that the main reason to pursue my appeal is not only to clear my name, but also to expose the entire Mueller investigation and the fraudulent nature of my trial. What if Special Counsel Durham does not do this? The media is not going to do it. So it becomes a forum to demonstrate how corrupt this whole thing was and how the Russian collusion thing was a fraud. An appeal is going to cost me $1 million. It's going to take a year, but people can go to StoneDefenseFund.com. StoneDefenseFund.com. I have no choice but to fight this out because I think it will explode. It will expose and lay bare in an open court the utter corruption.
Oh, absolutely. They've turned you into this character of evil. We have to defeat that. And people can also get the shirt Stone. Roger Stone still did nothing wrong to throw it in their face. Where do people get the ultimately politically incorrect shirt?
They can go to fightback.store. That's fightback.store. You know, Alex, you may not have heard this, but just a few minutes ago, the D.C. Court of Appeals withdrew their dismissal order against General Flynn, and they will now hear the Flynn case en banc, meaning the entire appeals court, every member. This is a setback for General Flynn. This is just horrific, just horrific. We now know Flynn did absolutely nothing wrong. We now know definitively that he was set up, that he was entrapped. There is no crime here.
What has happened to this judiciary? Because even Republicans that Trump gets put in still go with the left. I mean, they really are just setting up themselves as an oligarchy.
I don't think any conservative or any Republican or any Trump supporter can get a fair trial in the District of Columbia. The three-judge panel that made a decision about whether I should be incarcerated, at the same time that Michael Avenatti and Michael Cohen and Rick Gates are being let out of prison, along with rapists and pedophiles and bank robbers and child pornographers, I had three judges, one appointed by Obama, one appointed by Clinton, and one appointed by George H.W. Bush. They ruled 3-1 against me, despite the law and all precedent. It is very scary. Until you've been there, you cannot understand it.
Just D.C. It's happening to me in Connecticut and in Austin, Texas. I mean, reality has nothing to do with it. I have judges look at my lawyers and they go, give us the Sandy Hook marketing. We know you made your fortune off Sandy Hook. I'm like, we barely ever talked about it. What are you talking about? They're like, no, we know you have that. And they go, okay, well, we're going to default your case if you don't give us the Sandy Hook info. And again, it's all those lawyers and Bloomberg and the anti-gun lobby living off of Sandy Hook for their own donations and then saying that we talk about Sandy Hook. You've been on my show. You've been on the air with us for 5 years. How many times have you heard me talk about Sandy Hook, Roger?
I've never talked to you about it. I've never heard you talk about it on the air. Doesn't mean you haven't, but it's never come up.
I mean, 4chan thought it was staged. We looked at it some, probably did part of 20 shows on it. But, you know, just mentioned it here, and there was a thing going on. And again, they're making it my identity and doing Frontline specials. You were in it. All about how he's sending people to our houses, you know, and the guy's in the dark because Jones is after him. Meanwhile, the guy's regular on TV, not in the dark. It's all making it my identity when it's their identity. They're the ones that live off of it and raise the money off of it and violate free speech off of it. When we come back, Roger, I want to cover the waterfront with you. I want to ask you, because I guarantee you, if you say Roger Stone has a message to Donald Trump, what you say, what you already reported, whatever else you want to add to him about going on the offense, what he needs to do, I want you, because you're already fired up, but I want you to take a big shot of espresso. When you come back in 5 minutes, I want Roger Stone briefs Trump on 2020 when we come back with Roger Stone. This is going to get to President Trump, because you, the listeners, are badass, and you're going to share those links. We'll be right back.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get 4 free bonuses when you order Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program, our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The most censored broadcast in the world, hated by tyrants, hated by big tech, hated by Hollywood, the Chi-Coms, because we have the spirit of 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Remember, we're funded by viewers and listeners like you, and I've never said this in 26 years on air. This will be your last time to get t-shirts, books, films, supplements. The country is in so much trouble. The supply chains are breaking down so much. Everything we have is in the warehouse. But we're getting to a point where a lot of stuff, the companies are just shutting down that we get supplied by. These are top companies. I mean, the country's falling apart. And I'm not going to lie to you that when the ship's on fire and the boiler room blew up and, you know, there's 100-foot flames shooting out the sides of the portals, that I don't know how long this country's going to be here. We are wrecked by the New World Order. All of it's the globalists, the Democrats. Trump's done a great job trying to right the ship. He's on the deck while it's on fire. Pray to God for people to wake up and say no. But, I mean, we are in dire straits. So, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, all our best-selling items are at 50% off or more. Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula, selling out, 50% off. Living Defense, flush out those unwanted visitors, 50% off. Amazing product. Vazo Beats, 50% off. Parabo Force, 50% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 50% off. Rainforest Plus, 50% off. Survival Shield X2, Nation Iodine, 50% off. Survival Shield X3, 50% off. Lung Cleanse, 50% off. Ultra 12, 50% off. DNA Force, that's a really important one, 50% off. Winter Sun Plus with the vitamin K and the D3 for your immune system, so critical for everybody. That's in stock. 50% off, Chill Force, on and on and on. Take action today. We have the new charcoal, activated charcoal toothpaste and mouthwash with no fillers and enamel safe. Be sure and get those products today and fund the InfoWar, and you've got my commitment that I'll stay pedal to the metal right through until whatever happens. You'll get no backing down from us. You'll get no slowing down. In fact, quite frankly, the worse things get, the more I just am ready for war. I have unlimited energy now, and I'm scared of nothing, and I just want to – but we're in the war now is what I'm telling you. I mean, believe me, I'm not sitting there saying I don't have fear because I'm like a tough guy. I'm saying we are now in the war, ladies and gentlemen. The country is fighting for its life. I do not have words to describe to you how horrible this is, how sickening this is, how disgusting this is. But I'm not demoralizing you. I'm saying the only thing you have now is to speak up and say no. Now, no to the New World Order, no to globalism, no to the end of the country. We will win, but we have to admit how much trouble we're in. Roger Stone, your emergency briefing message to the president right now. In the next 5 minutes, you have the floor. I guarantee you, you know this. The president calls you. We're going to get this message to him. You said he needs to go on the offense. Roger Stone, repeat what you said and add to it.
Well, Alex, I'm happy to do that because I have a very deep affection for the president, and he literally just saved my life. And I know a lot of the people around him told him not to do it, but in a humanitarian act of mercy, an enormously courageous act in a presidential year, he stepped up. So my family and I will always be indebted to him, and I will always love him. I do think he needs to do several things. One, I would not count on the internet, social media platforms for my major push advertising in fall. I would look to sending messages directly by text to cell phones, a technology that's much tougher to block. You can match the voter files with cell phone numbers and reach people effectively that way with your television ads. With your print messages, I would look at that technology. Secondarily, these debates are going to be crucial. Donald Trump is an amazing debater because he's a showman. He knows how to make a simple point and get people to understand it. He doesn't get lost in the weeds. But I don't know that he should agree to a debate schedule laid out by the Presidential Commission on Debates because it is not appointed by the president, it is not a commission, and it's not about debates. As the president of the United States, he can command where and when he wants to debate. He could say, hey, Joe, I'm doing it on Fox next Thursday. You going to be there or not? He could just choose when and how he debates. What you don't need is the Presidential Commission on Debates inserting their moderator, because we've seen in the past what happens when the moderator is in the tank. We've seen that. And what we need is a no-holds-barred, toe-to-toe, Biden to Trump. And if that happens, Donald Trump will emerge victorious in all three debates. And those debates in this race will be more crucial than ever before. I think we have to fight mail-in ballots on a state-by-state basis. The problem here is we don't know how much geographical dislocation COVID-19 is likely to cause. The president floating the idea of moving the election has two predictable results. The left will say, you see, he's a dictator. He refuses to lose. He refuses to leave. This is outrageous. I don't think that's the point here. The point here is that we don't know what the future brings, and we want an honest election. The president was very clear. He said it 3 weeks ago. If I lose, I lose. This is nonsense. This idea that I would try to hang around. What people don't understand is he didn't run for this job because he had to have it. He ran for it to save the country. He ran for it because he didn't like what he saw in terms of the fact that this country was hurtling over the cliff.
And mail-in ballots are a violation of federal and state law. They need to be stopped. That's why he's challenging it. And they're trying to set the precedent that he's not allowed to challenge their fraudulent activities. That's not challenging an election. That's challenging fraud.
And he has to preserve that option. Until we see the results, who can judge whether they're honest or dishonest? One of the things you have to do is match the total number of voters with the number of people in each machine. That needs to be done on a precinct-by-precinct basis. Fraud is not that hard to detect. It does happen, but it happens in the urban areas mostly. I think they're fixing to steal this election. The president should not give up any of his rights to challenge that if that is the case. if we get an honest election and he should lose, he made it clear that he would withdraw. But I don't think that will happen. It better not happen because he is the last best hope for this country. He's the only one who can revive the economy. He has rebuilt our military strength. He continues to struggle to keep our borders closed. But they will throw anything they can at him. First it was Russia, and then it was Ukraine, then it was the manifestation of COVID, and now Adam Schiff has cooked up a whole new Russian collusion meme. What do you see this one, Alex? I mean, they just will never stop. They'll never stop until the president beats them and then he cleans house.
And they only get more insane, and I guess it's because they've never been punished. That's the problem with Bill Barr and Durham. I love Barr's speeches. I love what he says. He seems like a really gracious, smart guy. I'm impressed with his overall acumen and his amazing oratory skills and his ability to stay calm. I mean, the guy's obviously very astute and very, very accomplished, but still, no action against the deep state for an attempted coup against the president and the American people. I'm pissed.
That's why I must get my case to appeal. That's why I can demonstrate the rank corruption of the Mueller investigation if I can get my case to appeal. That's why I'm pushing so hard to raise the money to do so. I could just walk away at this point and not put myself in harm's way, because if I win a new trial, then I would most likely be in front of the same judge. I question whether I can get a fair trial in front of that judge. But let's take this one step at a time. Right now, my highest priority is doing everything I can as a private citizen to help the president get reelected. I'm working on a long piece about what the president must do, written from a very friendly point of view, because the strategy has to fit the candidate's talents. These guys have one of the greatest candidates of all time, but the rallies, which give him so much energy and which have been media events unto themselves, in which thousands of voters are registered to vote, by the way, many of them Democrats, it does not look to me like COVID-19 is going to allow the set piece rallies that have been Trump's strength.
But I think he should. I think, look, the Democrats are all marching, and it's wonderful when they do. And then they demonize him when he had his Tulsa rally and make up all these lies. I think he just goes back to it and says, we're tough, we're Americans, come at your own risk. I think that's the answer. I think he's not having more rallies because he saw his rallies sabotaged by the local constabulary that wouldn't let the people in.
Well, and by a Chinese app, TikTok, where they pulled a classic dirty trick. I hate to say it, but the president's campaign manager got punked by a bunch of 13-year-olds. That cannot happen again.
Yeah, for those that don't know, they went and got the tickets, and Parscale didn't check to see where the orders were. I mean, if I was getting a bunch of orders, we go look if they're real. And if it's all a bunch of, 13-year-olds or whatever, we contact them, and then we're like, oh, this is a scam. And they were all bragging on TikTok for a week. And then he goes, oh, we got 1.5 million RSVPs. I mean, Parscale really showed him. I'm not trying to be mean to Parscale, but that was just amateur behavior.
Well, and we had to turn real people away because all the tickets had been sold to people who weren't real, weren't really coming. I mean, it really was a tragedy, but I guarantee you this, it won't happen again. You can bet on that.
All right, Roger Stone. Roger Stone, what is the best website to get that T-shirt you're wearing?
Go to fightback.store. You can get the Roger Stone still did nothing wrong T-shirt. There you go.
And I love freedom shirt. That'll be outlawed as racist very soon. All right, Roger, thank you so much.
Thank you, Alex.
Powerful interview. Great advice to the president. Now it's up to you, listeners, to spread those links. We'll be back with hour number three of News Breaking News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.